This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a week where many big technology companies reveal results and share their views of the road ahead. Meta, the Facebook parent, reported its numbers after the stock market closed yesterday. Growth in sales was the lowest in a decade. Yet, if you thought no one uses Facebook anymore, daily users went up. The stock is up 16% in pre-market trading now. Marketplace's Andy Euler now has more on what these tech giants can tell us about the effect of higher interest rates, inflation, and supply chain issues on the economy.
Traders are looking for some good news. Dan Ives is a managing director at Wedbush Securities.
The street right now, it's a white-knuckle period. We need to see strong numbers from both Apple as well as Amazon to give a shot in the arm of confidence, especially in this Fed hiking cycle.
The Fed raised interest rates in March by a quarter of a percentage point, and Chairman Jerome Powell said half a point hike is on the table in May. But that's not all businesses are dealing with. The supply chain is still an issue, and of course, there's inflation. Scott Kessler at Third Bridge says Apple and Amazon both at their core depend on people buying stuff, so what they tell investors could be a good indicator for the larger consumer economy.
They should give us a pretty good sense as to how the consumer is feeling, how the consumer is spending.
And he says both these companies benefited quite a bit from the pandemic, so he wouldn't be surprised if there's a hangover that tags along as things return to normal. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.